Welcome back to Considerations from the Capitol from the Deeper Dive Podcast. My name is Bill Winnell, as always joined by Father Larry Swink. Good morning, Father.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Today, of course, is, Good Friday of the Lord's Passion. And instead of reading the very long Passion narrative from John that is done every Good Friday, of course, I'll just read the verse before the Gospel and Father will do a reflection. Christ became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Because of this, God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every other name. Father.
Okay. All right. Well, folks, powerful day. You know, right now our Lord is getting closer. You know, an hour, almost less than a little more than an hour, where he would be hung from the cross. He's probably been scourged at this point, maybe sentenced. Maybe he's at the point of taking up his cross and going to Calvary, but let's just put it this way: he's dying, and he is in excruciating pain. I've been reading this book called "Killing Me Softly" by Father Al Schwartz. It's a beautiful book, and he talks about a couple lessons that he's learned from the Passion, and I think that it's really, really beautiful. To think about these couple lessons. I mean, this whole chapter struck me, but he says, first of all, Jesus suffers in silence. He is a lamb led away to the slaughter. He does not open his mouth or cry out. In the gospel, Jesus recommends this kind of suffering. And he goes on to say, when you fast, he says, do not disfigure your face nor appear to be fasting before men, but anoint your head and wash your face, appear cheerful and happy. And he goes on to say, this is not simply spiritual guidance, but good, solid psychology. By whining and moaning, complaining and groaning, you simply intensify the pain. You multiply the suffering. You increase the difficulty. It is said that if you have a thorn in your flesh and you can smile, you are a hero. You're not only a hero, but you have discovered the best way of coping with the thorn in the flesh. I move on. Going on to the second lesson. And the second lesson is this. Also, Jesus, by example, teaches us it is rather futile to seek too much help, comfort, and consolation from people. Frequently, they only make things worse. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he goes to his friends, Peter, James, and John, and asks for their support and sympathy. They do not understand his anguish. They are coldly indifferent to it, and they simply go to sleep. He seeks consolation from his friends. They only make his suffering and anguish worse. This is frequently our human experience. Suffering is really something which isolates you. It is very difficult for someone else to comprehend and grasp. We could seek counsel and guidance, but usually if we complain and explain and talk too much and seek too much consolation from others, we only make things worse. We express our pain to God as the writers of the Psalms do, and we look to God as did Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane for strength, consolation, joy, and comfort. So these are two lessons that we can learn from this saint, or soon to be saint, Father Al Schwartz, and from our Lord. And he goes on, last line, if we march through our pain with quiet heroism, we will be tempted to pride and self-delusion, so we aspire to this ideal. We try to cultivate the virtues of faith, hope, and love. We do this for Jesus. So I was really touched by that. And but, you know, I just never really thought of it that deeply, that Jesus went through these 15 hours of agonizing pain with very little consolation from people, and he did an absolute silence. And I think a lot of people are going to understand that, and I think it really gives meaning to the whole mystery of the suffering of Christ, and also the ways that we ourselves can deal with our personal sufferings. So today, when you kiss the cross, just remember, you know, these things, and how our Lord went through everything we went through except sin. We adore you, Christ, and we praise you because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.